The Doyle administration has put forth a plan to trim Medicaid. Some of those affected don't like it. Rural hospitals are bracing for a 10% cut in Medicaid reimbursement. Eric Borgerding with the Wisconsin Hospital Association says small rural hospitals provide an array of services beyond their walls, things that would be diminished with less state money.
Things like nursing homes, hospice programs, mental health treatment facilities, assisted living, a number of really, really crucial health services in rural communities that where there really are no other alternatives.
The administration's plan is to cut $600 million from Medicaid through various means, including the use of cheaper generic drugs and lower payments to rural hospitals. Phil Montgomery is skeptical that cost savings will be enough to cover the shortfall. The Republican from Ashwaubenon also notes that Wisconsin's Medicaid budget has gone up more than other Midwestern states.
Compared with other states around us, the spending on our Medicaid has gone up 22%. Whereas Minnesota is 14%. Michigan is in the 8% range. So we have to look at, has Governor Doyle, bitten off a bit too much?
After the new year, the administration plans to appoint a panel to look at further Medicaid cuts to the program known as Badger Care Plus. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.